Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:35 British Summer Time. Well, this is has been really quite a day, and is indeed quite a day. And there are a number of different themes running through it. First of all, you still have this incredible strength in the industrial metals. Copper here today. I mean, I came in this morning and I looked at. I did my usual click through of global markets, and I was absolutely amazed at some of the strength that we've seen in these metals just over the last couple of days while we've been on holiday here in the UK. Copper is right up there near $300 right now. It's up 770 today. It's been a bit volatile during the day, but it's right back up towards the high right now. Again, this is an accelerating trend. The one thing we can say about acceleration, and this goes for pretty much, well, let's look at them. It would be copper and zinc primarily. Nickel has broken through that 18,000 level. Tin is approaching its highs. Aluminium has made a new high today as well. Aluminium is looking good because that reaction that it had earlier on in the year was quite shallow. Tin is also looking good. Lead is the laggard. It's still very much range bound. It's still right down near the reaction low. So that's going to be one to watch for that first upward dynamic. But getting back to my original point, you have copper and zinc now very clearly accelerating. What is the one thing we can say about acceleration? Well, acceleration is an ending, at least a short-term ending. We don't know how long it's going to keep accelerating for, but the more it accelerates, the closer we're coming to that eventual ending, at least in the short term. So, if you've got longs, this is definitely a time to put those stops in. Make sure you've got the stops in. It's not a time to short. This is a secular bull market, and these are going to be buys after corrections. So, while it would be a very risky play to put money in right now, and based on what we've been seeing over the last couple of weeks, a lot of this is based on, particularly in copper, on mines and having labor problems, strikes, whatnot. So if any of those start to clear themselves up, we could see quite a stiff reaction in copper. But it's also down to the fact that China came out today and they said that they're growing faster than they thought they were. So that buoyed a lot of markets in Asia. Looking at the stock markets, Hong Kong had a very good day, Japan had a good day, Australia had a good day. So you have Asian markets that are dependent on Chinese exports, and you have Australia, which is a commodities-based economy, or commodities-based stock market, by and large. So they've all had pretty good days. Interestingly enough, Europe really was quite weak in here today. Well, I suppose weak is maybe a bit of a strong word. That's terrible language, Owen. But they were really rather boring in here. Whereas pretty much off the open, the Dow Jones, S&P and Nasdaq, they're all over 1%. They've been strong right off the open. And I just read a news report there that this is the biggest up move we've seen in the US since January. So there's been some good profit reports came out there. I think Johnson and Johnson was earlier on today. And there's been quite a few of the commodity shares have come out and said that they've been doing really very, very well. So that's buoyed stock markets a bit. There's also PPI numbers came out. They weren't as high as estimated, so people are thinking that interest rates might be close to a peak, and that is buoying stock markets. On the back of that, I looked at the Nikkei, and I was tempted at the Nikkei to, excuse me. I was tempted by the Nikkei this morning because it came back towards the, after breaking out a couple of weeks ago, it came back, looked at the highs, and had a little bit of a bounce here today. And when I saw that, I was thinking that it's probably a buy, but I was a little bit slow because I was still a little bit nervous of stock markets. When I saw these upward dynamics in the US today, I said, right, I'm going to buy some Nikkei. It'll probably rally tomorrow. So I went in, I took a long in that, and I also increased my position in the Hang Seng this morning. I had been thinking about doing that yesterday when I was at home. I came in this morning, I saw that it was up just 1%, and I bought just before the close. Then The other thing that I was really looking at was the oil price, and of course, oil made a new high today, up to $72 on the second month, because it was a contango, and that's quite a stiff contango because right now it's on the front month it's 71.10, it's up 70 cents, so that's still making new highs on the front month. It spent most of its time today under $70. But that's quite a big contango between the front and the second month. So the possibility of it going up and making huge gains are probably unlikely without a backwardation, which we definitely don't have. But oil is looking like it's a very healthy looking pattern. It's almost identical to what we saw last year. If you look at that 5-year chart I posted, you had that broad consolidation, rising lows, came up, tested the high, consolidated the gain, and then went on to make quite a significant gain for a couple of months. That gain was ended with an upside tail, bit of a downward dynamic the week after that, and that led into a 7-month consolidation. Well, we're in a very similar position around a relatively similar time of the year right now as well. You have these heating oil, gasoline, both looking really quite strong. Pardon me, really looking quite strong. Then you've got oil starting to make new highs right now. It needs to maintain this gain. If it consolidates this gain in any way, without coming back into the range for anything more than a couple of days, then it does look like this is going to go on and make significant new highs. And then all we need to do is, if we do have longs in this, we'll put in the money stops, leverage up. Oil has been very good to us in the past in that it's given very good signals of when it's at a high or at a peak. We had upside tail. We often have downside keys. So oil has been really quite a good mover. But when I came in this morning and I saw natural gas, and I really got reddened earlier on in the year by natural gas. I bought way too early, and I was absolutely kicking myself because I knew that I should have been looking at that gold natural gas, sorry, that oil natural gas ratio. It's in the chart library. I put it in there. I should have been looking at it. I wasn't looking at it. But if I had been, I wouldn't have bought so early. We're up to a relatively high peak right now on that ratio. It's about 10, and it has reversed. I bought natural gas earlier on today. It's up. It's been up the last 3 days now. It's up 513 points, or half a dollar. It's at just over $8, $8.09 right now. And it's looking really quite good. If it were to fall back below $8, then I think that would probably pull us back into a little bit more of basing activity between sort of $7 and $8. But right now it's looking good. If it maintains these gains, I think I'll probably put an in the money stop in tomorrow, minimize my downside risk, and hopefully run the position. I'll almost certainly roll it forward if it's in the money. I think it expires in about 10 days' time. And now looking again, the currency markets have really been very active over the last couple of days. You'll see that Euro chart I put up earlier on. Sorry, in the comment of the day, big upper dynamic yesterday. As David has been saying over the last couple of weeks, this is very much a trading environment. The way to play this is definitely going to be to buy on the reactions. It's maintaining that progression of rising lows. It's not really a buy now because it's very volatile. You've seen that since the beginning of March, it has an upward dynamic, it goes up for a couple of days, downward dynamic, sideways, up for a couple of more days. Downward dynamics. So the thing is, it's very much baby steps. You're going to have to be buying into the dips. I don't think I'm going to participate in this because there are much better opportunities out there at the moment. We have some very good trending markets available to us, and I think I'm just going to steer clear of the currency markets entirely. Looking at the government bond markets, and these have been in rivetingly consistent downtrends in price terms for the last couple of weeks. Treasuries, 30-year treasuries right now are up 6 points. They're 107.19. 10 years are up 7. They're at 105.26. Gilts up a little bit. Bunds up a little bit. Both were down quite a lot yesterday, or not yesterday, but the last trading day. I think that was Thursday, and the gilts holding steady right now. So gilts and bunds still very much within that downtrend. Brief pause today. A little bit steadier, whereas Those treasuries up a little bit in here, still very much within the downtrend, and these are really very consistent downtrends. You've got a progression of lower highs and lower lows now. So this is when we talk about consistent downtrends or uptrends, definitely treasuries and some of the commodities are really looking quite good. But if there's any way at all that we can improve the service or anything at all like you'd like me to cover in the next couple of days, please don't hesitate to contact me, and thank you for your time.